Hey, how you guys doing?
Awesome.
You guys had a good morning?
Yeah.
I had an awesome time with some of you guys water skiing and wakeboarding and doing some things like that.
You never told us there was wakeboarding.
There is wakeboarding. You can try it tomorrow. The board was in the boat right with you. So, yesterday we talked a little bit about, having a relationship with God and some of the four goes. So one was we go to Jesus for relationship. Second one was go to Jesus to learn. Third one was we go to Jesus for help. And then the fourth one was we go to this world. So today we're talking about go to Jesus for relationship. Now I'm going to read John chapter 15. And if you'd like to turn there in your Bibles, you can do that. John chapter 15. Awesome. Okay. So this is a long section of scripture. It's going to start at verse 1, okay? And I'm going to read for quite a while, so you just hang tight and just follow along, okay? So this is a long section. I think you guys can handle it. But I want you guys to see if you can count how many times it says, remain in me, okay? It says this, John 15, John chapter 15, verse 1. I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so that they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who remain in me, and I in them, will produce much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me, and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want, and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. I have loved you, even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love. I lost my place. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you slaves, because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now, you are my friends, since I have told you everything the Father told me. You didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. This is my command. Love each other. Now, did you guys hear that phrase a few times, or remain in me? Did anybody count? Okay, how many did you get, Thomas?
Five.
Five? What did you get?
Five.
Five? Anybody get a number different than five?
Seven.
Seven? Okay, so there's a few different phrases. Remain in me, I remain in you. How many did you get?
Ten.
Very good. All right. So, What does it mean to remain in Jesus? Well, let's break down this analogy that he's using, okay? So you guys, have you ever seen a grapevine? So a grapevine will grow up on this little stick, and then it'll start to spread out. And the farmer or the gardener will cause it and take the branches, and then they'll pull them down a wire this way and down another wire this way, or some netting. And so that the grapevine can grow out. And it'll branch out, and it'll branch out, and it'll branch out in different ways. And if a good grapevine, if you want it to produce lots of fruit, one of the things that you have to do is you have to prune it. And what happens when you prune something, whether it be an apple tree or a grapevine or something else that produces fruit, what will happen is it will produce more fruit because it's not putting all its energy into producing leaves, it's putting all its energy into producing just the fruit that's left. And one of the ways that plants reproduce is by creating seeds. And what we know with fruit is that there's seeds inside the fruit, right? And so when they prune it, the plant is saying, I'm stressed, I need to make sure that life goes on, so I'm going to produce seeds. That means I need to produce fruit, and then we get to eat more fruit. So that's what happens in gardening. Have you ever felt like you've been pruned? One of the ways that we get pruned, for a lack of better way of saying it, figuratively, is when we're corrected. Has anybody been corrected? Doesn't feel very good sometimes, does it? Or maybe worse, have you ever been disciplined? Whether it be by your parents or a teacher, and they give you trouble. That happens so that we can learn to live in a certain way so that life will go well for us and for others. So if I'm continually calling people names, will I get in trouble? Mm-hmm. Why will I get in trouble?
Because it's hurting probably their feelings.
Yeah. It doesn't make me feel good. It doesn't make the people who I'm calling names feel very good. And so I want fruit that lasts and fruit that's good. And so I will be pruned, I will be disciplined, or I'll be corrected so that I will learn to do things a better way. Well, what does it mean to remain in Jesus? It's kind of an interesting phrase, isn't it? So Jesus says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Every branch in me that doesn't produce fruit gets pruned or gets cut off. So how do we stay connected to the vine, to the main trunk? How do we stay connected? Any ideas that how we can stay connected to God, to Jesus? Put your hand up if you have an idea.
Greater?
Yeah, that's a great way.
Coming here? Believing in him.
Yeah, believing in him. Okay. In the back?
Reading the Bible?
Going to church? All really good ways. All really good ways. But there are times when we forget, isn't it? I mean, we might be at school or on a sports team, and we might forget that, you know, the most important thing in my life is Jesus. And so we might lose track of ourselves and be like, I shouldn't have made that decision. Or I shouldn't have done that. And we'll kind of get disconnected from Jesus for momentarily and sometimes make a poor decision. Has that ever happened to you? It's happened to me. Lots. Still does. So how can we stay connected? One of the ways that I stay connected is I don't just pray but I make sure I pray regularly. I have a routine. So sometimes I get up in the morning and go for a run. Other times I don't go for a run. But I will get up every morning and I will take some time to read my Bible and pray every day. And if I don't do that, after I've done that for a long time, guess what happens when I don't do that? I miss it. I mean, like, oh, I missed my time with God this morning. And then I'll often just stop what I'm doing and be like, I need just to take 10 minutes, 5 minutes, and take some time and listen to Him. But sometimes it's hard, right? Like, let's be real. It's not easy to do those things and to remember, is it? So one of the things that I know is really helpful is we all have routines in the morning, don't we? And routines in the evening. So tell me a little bit about your routine before you go to bed or after you wake up. What do you guys first do right after you wake up? Hayden?
Eat breakfast.
You eat breakfast. Okay, what's another thing that you do first thing in the morning?
Get dressed.
Oh, good thing you get dressed because you would be walking around. What else do we do in the mornings?
We wake up.
Does anybody brush their teeth? Yeah? So one of the things that when I was a kid, I would just take a little bit of time, and while I brushed my teeth, I'd thank God for three things. It doesn't take long to thank God for three things. So I'm brushing. Actually, I just do it in my head. But I would thank God as I'm brushing my teeth. Hey, God, thanks. Thanks for this beautiful day. Thanks that I get to go to summer camp or whatever it's coming up. And help me to get over this cold. Or thank you for... And I'd thank God and I'd ask Him for something. But I'd make sure I always thanked Him. Do you guys brush your teeth in the morning every day?
Yeah.
So you guys think you could do that? And do you think that would help keep you remaining with God? Remain in Jesus?
Maybe.
It's super simple, isn't it? Like, it's not rocket science. But would you forget, maybe? So you know what you could do? Is you could get, like, a sticky note and put on the mirror of the bathroom. Thank God. Every morning. Or put it on your toothbrush with a Sharpie. Thank God. And it'll just remind you, oh, right, I gotta thank God this morning. Thank you, God, for this toothbrush. Okay? Another thing that I do is I will listen to people who are smarter than me, because there's a lot of them out there. And one of the things I do with my kids is I listen to a devotional every morning called Keys for Kids. And I sent all of your cabin leaders a link on their phones, on Slack, a link to this. And they're going to let you listen to this if they can figure it out with their phones and such, how to listen to that. They're going to let you listen to that on during cabin time later today. Okay? And so cabin leaders, if you need help getting that figured out, you can come find me. So what's another way that we can stay connected to God? It talked about love in here. Who's got the Bible opened to John chapter 15? Could somebody read verse 9? Thomas, read verse 9 for us, really loud. Remain in my love. Now, remaining in somebody's love, that's love's kind of an emotion, isn't it? But did you know love is an action? Love is something that we do and receive. So, everybody find a partner. Hey? Now, really quickly, do something that shows them some love. You guys gave hugs, patted each other on the back, messed each other's hair up. Okay. Now, it's easy to give each other a hug and show each other that we love you, each other, right? But, I mean, I don't see God physically here. His spirit is here in this place. But I can't, like, put my arm around God and say, hey, buddy, I love you. Like, it just doesn't work that way. I can tell him I love him, but I can't give him a physical hug like you all did. So how can we remain in his love? This is a tricky one, isn't it? Let's keep reading here. In verse 10 it says, when you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. Have any of you done babysitting before? And have you ever been super frustrated with the kid who doesn't listen?
Yes.
Yeah? And do you feel like it's kind of disrespectful?
Yeah.
Yeah? You know what? I think you understand what it means when God says, obey my commandments. By, when he says, when you obey my commandments, you remain in my love. Isn't that interesting? So that means we need to learn some of God's commandments. What are some of God's commandments? Thomas? Yeah, listen to your parents. That's a good one. Okay, obey your father and mother. Yeah.
Love your neighbor as you would love yourself.
Love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's a great one. Oh, yeah, we're covering some of the Ten Commandments. That's good. Yeah, don't put idols above God. An idol is anything, whether it's physical or anything else that can go before, becomes more important than God for you.
Love the Lord your God with all your mind, body, and strength.
Oh, love the Lord your God. Very good. Chase.
And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself.
Very nice. Oh, Thomas. Yep. So there's a number of verses that we remembered. And a number of commandments. I think one of the ways you can remain in God's love is to learn his commandments and then to obey those commandments. And one of the only ways I know of that we can learn God's commandments is by studying his word by ourselves and with others. And sometimes we need help, which is good because if we learn from others, we're going to get smarter than others because we can only get so smart on our own. Okay? All right. One more thing. Did you have a question?
No.
No? Okay. One more thing. Okay? I appointed you. This is the verse 16. You didn't choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit. What is the fruit that God wants us to produce?
Lasting
fruit. But what's kind of lasting fruit? Does anybody have an idea? Fruit of the Spirit. What are some of the fruits of the Spirit?
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness,
gentleness, and self-control. Ooh, nice. Did you have any thoughts? Same thing? What else are some things? What else are some things that are lasting fruits?
Faithfulness.
Good. Anything else?
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness.
Yeah.
There's a song.
There is. That's the fruits of the Spirit.
Yeah.
How about relationships? Because when we obey our mom and dad, that means our relationships are going to be good with our mom and dad. How about the fruit of a good relationship with our parents or our siblings? Right? That's fruit that's going to last. Right? So I want you guys to think about that. How you need to be connected to God. And when you're corrected or in your discipline, that's a little bit like being pruned. And you know what? Even old guys like me get corrected and get disciplined every once in a while still. And I need to be able to learn so that I can produce even more fruit. Let's pray. Father, we know that you have made us for a relationship with you. And we want, God, nothing more than to please you with our lives. Help us, God, to walk with you every day. Remind us to pray and thank you when we brush our teeth or when we do some other things, and to read our Bibles. God, we love you. Help us to remain in you and to produce fruit that will last. In your name I pray. Amen.